I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Today is Amazon Prime Day. Woo! Everybody is online. It's a big... Is Amazon Prime Day as big a deal as it used to be? Remember when Amazon first came around and the Prime Day started?
I'm glad you asked that.
It was just crazy.
Because I think they've made a huge mistake.
What do you mean?
I remember Black Friday. Black Friday, my sister and I would go to Black Friday. We'd go at midnight, and it'd be, or like 6 a.m. We'd wait in line at Target. It'd be crazy.
Big deal. It was
so fun. Well, then all the stores started doing weird times. Like, we're doing Black Thursday. We're opening our stores on Thanksgiving. And then it got so discombobulated, we didn't know when we were supposed to do Black Friday. And it took away the fun and the excitement. I think by doing 2 days, they've messed it up.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. Yeah. That's the reason I asked the question, because I don't feel like that Amazon Prime Day today is anywhere near the hype that it has been in the past, especially in those first few years that Amazon came on board. They were really huge now, but they even screwed this one up. Just like with Black Friday, Jamie, Amazon was offering deals starting last Thursday.
Yeah, and I don't have the urgency today like I did last year of going online, because I know I have tomorrow. You know, I'm just like, whatever. I know the flash deals only happen at certain times. I am online, and I'm going to look at the flash deals. But the flash deals seem so, like, stuff I already have, and I don't need any more.
Very techie.
I think if you are an Echo Dot kind of person like I am, I already have five of them. I don't need any more, so that's not getting me. And I think that you've already decided in life, because those are so old now, I think you've already decided in life if you're going to own one or not.
I agree with you. And also, one of the deals that's on the list that I'm looking at this morning is 50% off all Beats headphones. Now, a lot of people love Beats. In my opinion, Beats is a terrible headphone to begin with, okay? But they're offering 50% off today on Beats headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know. How big is the market for that? I mean, I don't know. It just seems really techy on all of the... all the deals that I'm seeing.
You know what's weird is that, do y'all have the same thing happen where it goes anywhere from, it could be $12 to $1,200, the same product? I know it's a third site that's selling this stuff, but it's the weirdest thing. Like, I want it simpler. It'll say, all right, so Beats headphones right now, it says from $21 to $1,200. Because it goes to fifth party sellers and all this, you know.
But and the models. The models are different.
Yeah, but it just, I don't... I want it simple. Now, I just want one price.
Is Amazon a good place? Because I've never done this before. Didn't have the need to because my first three boys, they were prior to Amazon. Is Amazon Prime Day a good day to shop for back to school?
That's what I've heard.
Is it?
But I don't know what we need. That's the only thing is, how'd y'all get the list already? I don't even know what we need. That's what people say.
I'm thinking maybe clothes.
Oh,
you know, for back to school.
But
I'm wondering if Amazon has great deals on those, because everything I'm seeing this morning is very tech. If you want a big screen TV, you want the Echo Dot, if you want Beat headphones, okay, it's all available. But I'm not seeing anything as far as general merchandise.
Are you guys seeing anything you have to have?
I'm not seeing anything I have to have. There are some pretty cool things in the $20 or under section.
Yeah.
That are pretty neat.
I like a drill. I always like a new drill.
A drill is good. They had some wireless mices. They had, what else? Some fun stuff.
Mouses?
Mices.
Wait, that's a great question. How do you say it when they're selling a bunch of mice that are the tech kind?
Yeah.
Wireless mouses.
Mouses.
I think you have to go with mouses.
I do too. I think this time it actually fits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mouses.
Well, here's the deal too, that if you order with Amazon Prime today on Prime Day, today or tomorrow, you could have a big problem getting your package.
Why?
Because a lot of people that work for Amazon are going to walk out today.
I don't know if they are. They're going to lose their jobs.
Here's what they're saying.
Amazon's Prime Day, an annual 48-hour shopping event that rakes in billions of dollars. But immigrant and labor leaders are using this high-profile shopping day to bring attention to what it calls Amazon's bad behavior.
Oh boy.
Several groups, including Jobs with Justice San Francisco, plan to protest outside the company's San Francisco office on Market Street.
We're coming together to say it has to stop its monopoly power and abuses, and that takes the form of abusing its warehouse workers.
Hong Feng will be among the protesters who plan to deliver a petition signed by more than 270,000 people as part of actions in 9 cities across the country for Prime Day. Warehouse workers in Minnesota also plan a 6-hour work stoppage and strike over working conditions.
Oh boy, oh boy,
man,
oh boy.
Right? That's crazy.
Why is it everything today has to have a protest? Everything. Can't Amazon, I guess the labor people, the people that work in these warehouses, they're claiming basically a sweatshop, right?
Yeah.
But Amazon pays $20 an hour.
Does it?
Yeah, they pay anywhere from 15 for general labor at Amazon. They pay anywhere from $15 to $16 to $20 an hour. Way above what the minimum wage is for, you know, the entire country.
Well, I don't know. I don't work there. I mean, but boy, what a great day to do it to them, huh?
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
I'm with you. If you can do it, go ahead and do it, right?
Man,
everything has a... So if you order today, order tomorrow, well, you may get it next week.
Exactly.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.